Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Today on The View from Wayne America, I'm going to visit with Julie Rother from Northeast Nebraska Public Health Department. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me today.
You bet. Should ask first, how are you doing?
We're doing as good as can be expected. Thank you.
I'm sure you have busy days.
It's very crazy days, but, you know, at least this part is really exciting because this is the prevention piece that we all know really makes a difference. And so being able to offer these vaccines to people has just changed our work tremendously. It's wonderful.
Well, I know at the city council meeting there was a report where we do have a challenge about getting enough of the vaccine right now. You want to talk a little bit about how that is going?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think that's been kind of a misconception and, you know, probably just from all the different messages that are out there that I think we all kind of had the impression that once the vaccine was approved that we would all have enough everywhere to get everybody vaccinated, and that just isn't accurate. You know, we are getting vaccine into the state. We've been getting it here since, I think it was like the end of December when we first started this, mid to end December. And yet, you know, it doesn't get out to everybody as fast as everybody would like to get it. We began vaccinating in December on the phases. There's these phases that have been designed by the federal government, and then the states have some say in how the phases can be adjusted a little bit. And then even the local government, like our health department, has a little bit of say in some of these different tiers and things. But so it took us quite a while to get through phase 1A, which is really a lot of the healthcare workers and the long-term care residents. But we got through them and by the end of January, and we actually started the phase 1B vaccinations this past week. And so we are getting it now out to people that are 65 plus. And we have a long, long list of people in that age category. And so we are rolling it out as quickly as we get it. Our goal is that we want to get the vaccine out and into people within a week of getting the vaccine. And so that's the goal that we're working with. So far, so good. But it does come in pretty slowly. We've been told by the state that we can expect to get 400 doses now each week, and that began last week, and this is for phase 1B. And yet we had some good news. Both this week and next week, we actually had gotten an extra 100 doses, so 500 doses each of those weeks, and so that helps us get through this group a little bit faster.
Why don't you go through exactly who is in this 1B group?
So both phases, the 1A and the 1B, have taken a lot of changes, made a lot of changes to them over the course of these few weeks. 1B group right now, the way that it's set up, is that the priority group here is people who are 65 and older. So right now, we are focusing on that age group and trying to get them vaccinated first. We are once in a while doing a few additional 1A people that we weren't able to do earlier. And then we are also working on every once in a while we may do like some of the other 1B people, such as firemen, first responders, those kinds of groups, if we run into having like a few extra doses that we need to get out and used. So once we get through most of the 65 plus, then we will work on the other people in group 1B. And the other people there would be people who are 18 to 64 who have underlying health conditions, and then also people that would belong in the basic infrastructure groups within our communities. So like I mentioned, the firemen, our educators, the grocery workers, food processing plant, you know, utilities, the people that are out there day to day that maybe have a higher risk of coming in contact with people that have maybe have the virus, and then also people that would have more of a risk for severe disease. That makes up group 1B.
Okay, now, in order to get your vaccine, you do have to register first, and that you go to your website to do that. Is that correct?
Yeah, on our website, you will actually, there's actually two different links. We're trying to make a transition from our website over to the state website by the time we are ready for moving into the basic infrastructure groups. So the first link on our website is for people who are 65 years or older, and that link actually takes them to our sign-up sheet. The second link, basically, it just says if you're not 65 or older, sign up here to get on the COVID-19 vaccine list, and that is the state website. So once you sign up at one of those links, you'll be on the list, and then the next step after that is just to be patient, continue to be safe. When we get the vaccine to be able to offer to you, then someone in our health district, it may not be the health department, but someone who is a vaccine provider in our health district will be calling you to set up an appointment time.
Okay, so you will be contacted.
Yes. Now, once we move to the state website totally, then it becomes pretty much electronic after that. But while we are still in the 65 plus group, we think it's important that we continue to make those phone calls to people.
Okay, now if somebody does not have access to a computer, how do they get on the list?
So we've had a lot of people call here and we put them on the list over the phone, but I do know that our phone lines are very busy and it's hard to get through to us that way. We have put out the word on our Facebook page that if you know of people that need help signing up in that age group and don't use the internet, then please let us know and we would be glad to send you a sign-up sheet. Or you can actually just go to that website and sign them up yourself. You can sign up more than one person from your own computer.
Okay, so we help each other, basically.
Right, yep.
Okay. As of right now, once you get on that list, what's the general amount of time it's going to take to get that phone call?
You know, I really don't have a good feel for that right now. What I can say is that we are trying to work from, like, the oldest ages, so in, you know, 90s, and then work down towards 65. But honestly, we don't always have that information on the age, and so it doesn't always play out that way, but that is our general process.
Okay, and you have a group of people working on this, I take it?
We do. We actually, we have been very fortunate to have four people from the National Guard here at our office for the last, I think this is their third week here with us right now. And they are making a lot of those phone calls for us. Mm-hmm. They're coordinating the scheduling at the clinics for us. They're actually going to clinic with us and helping us with some of the process there. And so, yeah, we've had some good luck there with getting some help. And then it has been really inspiring, the number of people that have offered to help. We've got some nurses out there that want to come to our clinics and help with the vaccinations. So we're working with community partners in that way. We've got several medical providers around the area that are now providing the vaccines through their facilities. And we're going to continue to try to increase that. So just as we go along, you know, this whole process is going to build and it's going to be enhanced and we'll have more and more options. And so it will get smoother as we go along.
So who is actually dispensing the vaccines right now here in our immediate area?
Right now in our four-county area, we have Pender Hospital and their group down there that's giving vaccines in Pender. We've got Providence Medical Center here that's giving vaccines. Wayne Family Medicine, Wakefield Family Medicine, Laurel Family Medicine, they are giving the vaccines out of their clinics on specific days. Mm-hmm. They don't do it through their regular appointment times. They have specific clinic days for that. We've got NNCAP that's doing some vaccinations, and then than we are as well.
So once you do get that call that you can get the vaccine, I'm assuming they give you some options about when you can come?
Yes. At that time, they'll talk about a clinic date and offer a time. And if that doesn't work for you, then, you know, we will call you again the next time.
Okay. And overall, generally, how long is it going to take, you think, before this vaccine gets out to a wide enough area that it's going to have the greatest effect?
Well, I think that probably you're kind of alluding to what we call herd immunity, and that's something that we've heard from the experts, you know, throughout this time. That's really what immunizations is about, is to reach a herd immunity among the population in order to prevent the spread of the illness. And so if we were to reach herd immunity here, we would need about 80% of our population to receive the vaccine. That's quite a large number. We have a little over 30,000 people in our four counties.
So we'll be we get this done by the end of the year, do you think? I know that's a hard question.
That's a really hard question, and honestly, I haven't sat down to do that math. I'm just doing one thing at a time here.
Okay. We'll just keep plugging as best we can.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in the meantime, until we can get everybody vaccinated, the same measures we've been taking throughout this whole pandemic are still in place. I know the city council made the decision to continue the mask mandate for a while yet. Do you want to talk about any of that, about the reasons why we need to keep doing that?
Yeah, sure. I think that's a really important question. The scientists are telling us that, you know, we know these vaccines are very helpful to prevent somebody from getting severe illness. It doesn't necessarily mean the same thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that the vaccines are going to prevent you from spreading the virus. So, for instance, you may still catch the virus from someone even after you've been vaccinated, and maybe you wouldn't get like a full-blown illness from it, but if you have the virus, you can possibly still, you know, pass it on to other people. So until we know more about that whole process, it is really important to continue to wear your face mask, keep your 6-foot distancing, stay home if you are sick, and all of those interventions that we've been trying to do since the beginning.
I know my boss always wants me to ask about how do we know the masks work? What evidence do we have?
There's been a lot of research now out there about the helpfulness of the face masks. And also CDC has some guidance on the right kind of face mask to use. And so because we have the research, that's how we can feel confident now to say that this is really something that works, and we need you to do this and to help slow the spread. Early on when we were saying, well, we don't know if you should use a face mask or not, we didn't have the research, but now we do.
All right. If anybody needs more information, your website's a good one to go to, nnphd.org, and you can always call down to your office, too. You said your phones are busy a lot, but what's your phone number there again?
402-375-2200.
All right. Well, we do appreciate all the work you guys do.
Thank you, Dan.
And I'm sure we'll talk to you again sometime.
All right.
I know you have things to do, so I better let you go for now.
I appreciate you getting the word out.
All right. Julie Roth, you're again our guest today on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the news.